This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you spend listening to the show, hanging out, making comment. You can always make comment up on the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and a whole bunch of other fun place. Well, I think they're fun places. Maybe you won't. And we got notice today. It's funny. Facebook has decided we should be off the air before we even before I'm done. Facebook has decided that they can pull groups and pages. Ready for this one? Before you do anything wrong. Come on, let that sink in. I keep telling you. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and alike, way too much power. Way too much going on there. And we let them have it. You'll see the Real Side. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your phone number, and I'm not going to call you. I'm going to send you a text message when the show starts. Having a hard time getting the message out. Now we can. And, again, you got to get involved. You got to get involved. You got to scream and yell. You've got to, you know what? If we don't make as much noise as they do, well, then all I can say is shame on us. We deserve what we get, or what we don't get, for that matter. Right? Let me see. What's going on in the news? Nothing much, right? Kind of a quiet day. You know what I'm saying? Not really. The let's start off first with the new Sodom and Gomorrah of 2019? I mean, this is really sad. New York legislature votes to legalize abortion up to birth and lets non-doctors commit the abortions. Right? So you know, Cuomo, I mean, what is going on? What has happened to us as a society? I mean that with all sincerity. What is going on? Think about this. Up to labor. Now, if that isn't a baby, then you're just the heartless something. I can't even say it.
Murderer.
But I like the heartless part, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, if you really believe that it's okay to abort a baby just before, I'm going to be clean, just before it enters the birth canal, that thing has got full arms, full legs, toes, feelings. It's breathing off the mother. It's eating off the mother. And that's okay. I would love it. I would love it for a Democrat to call in and tell me how this is okay just by saying that the mother has a right. You're not a mother if you're aborting that child right up to labor. There's no way. A mother does everything it can to protect its offspring, its children. Both chambers of the New York State Legislature voted Tuesday on legislation to enshrine a fundamental right to abortion in state law. It eliminates protections for preborn babies until birth. It in they voted on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. Now, the state Senate voted 38-24 in favor of the so-called Reproductive Health Act, which is such a lie. It has nothing to do with reproductive health. Absolutely nothing. From a medical standpoint, not at all. Tuesday evening, the Albany Times Union reports a bill that has repeatedly cleared the state assembly in the years past, but it's been blocked by the formerly Republican Senate following the Senate vote. Now, the assembly passed it 92-47. The bill declares that every individual who becomes pregnant has the fundamental right to choose to carry the pregnancy to term. Right? What is term? And then it goes on to say to give birth to a child or to have an abortion. It erases the state's recognition of preborn babies older than 24 weeks as potential. So does that mean? Now, it removes abortion from the penal code entirely. It allows licensed health practitioners, not even doctors, to commit the abortions. Now, I want you to think about something here. This is, I really find this more than amazing. Right? So at one point in time, they recognized that a preborn was fully viable at 24 weeks. So they gave it at least a 24-week nut. Right now they say no, not at all. So does this mean if I'm driving down the road, lose control of my car, or, you know, I've had a little bit too much to drink, and I hit somebody who's pregnant and the baby dies, am I responsible for that death? I mean, can I be brought up on manslaughter charges? Involuntary manslaughter? We have a president who's made it clear, very, very, very clear, that he wants to overturn Roe versus Wade. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins declared before the vote. Now, here's how stupid that comment is. If he passes a law, or if he challenges Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court turns it over and says, as the original ruling didn't say anything. Actually, it didn't allow third trimester abortions. But all of a sudden, we've allowed them to happen, so nobody's challenged them. So if the Supreme Court comes back and says, no, you don't have a right in the third term, in the third trimester, the state doesn't have a right to keep doing it. I'm just going by what the Dems have been saying. The state doesn't have a right to override any of that. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins declared before the vote today here in New York, we are saying no. We're not just saying no. We're saying that here in New York, a woman's health matters. Look, except what if the baby's a female? Well, she's not really a woman at that point, so I guess it's okay. We're saying here in New York that women's lives matter. We're saying here in New York, women's decisions. Ah, there it is, decisions. Because you have a right to play God, and nobody else does. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Just on the real side, I'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. And if you come across on Route 66, some of you know it goes across the more of the southern part of the country, all the way through to California. Stop at the border, the California border. Stay in there. I'm serious. Don't come in. You don't want to be here. I'm telling you. I mean, the weather's nice. Parts of the beach are nice. You know, it's we've got great forests. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Don't move here. And if you used to pay $1.87 for a gallon of gas in Alabama, yes, you're going to pay double that here. Seriously, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And we'll see how long some of us last out here. Anyway, You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There is so much happening up there, so much you can get buried with. Give me your cell phone if you want us to notify you. We can notify you that you know, the show is coming on, the guests, the topics, you know, what's happening. And you got a pencil? Well, we don't do pencils and pieces of papers anymore, apparently.
Just type it in the phone.
Well, I'm going to say that. I was getting you took the thunder out of my funny. Okay. Anyway, all right. Well, what if they drive in?
Okay.
So if you want to get notified, right? You want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Okay. Let's get back at it. Right. So, New York, the legislators are just so proud of themselves. Because now they've made it, and I'm sorry, some of you are going to find this very distasteful. Some of you don't like when I talk about this so much. But deal with it, or go somewhere else, because I'm not going to stop. I mean, at least they had the guts, the humanity of some kind, to say, okay, you can't have an abortion after 24 weeks because it is a baby, it is a human, and unless the mother's going to die, you can't do it. You can't stop the heart, all right? But not anymore. No, like I said, this is a new version of Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, you can have a field day with this. And they want to make sure that the mothers have a right, the females have a right to do what their bodies, what they want to do. And yes, you can do with your body whatever it is you want to do. But to take the life of another human being, and I would love it. I would love it for one of these people who are abortion anytime, any place, on demand, without excuse. I'll vote for that. Yes, I will vote for that. If you can watch a video of the abortion going down. See, I can watch a video of a, you know, I don't know, an appendix coming out. I can watch a video of a tumor coming out of somebody's body. Tammy gets crazy with me. I watch some of these programs that are pretty disgusting, you know, removing hairballs from people's stomachs, whatever. Right? I can watch all that. I can watch them do a root canal, pulling a tooth out of a jaw. I can watch all of that stuff. But I want you to watch them ripping a baby apart in the womb and removing it. I want you to watch it. And then tell me, as the woman said to the kids in the class, it's just like going to the dentist. Because it's not. And that's a lie. And they know it's a lie, but it's the only way they can sell it. The Times Union suggests the bill would allow late-stage abortions only if the mother's health was endangered or if the baby is deemed non-viable. What does that mean? But the New York State Right to Life Committee warns that the bill would go much further in practice, declaring abortions a fundamental right. You hear that? It's a right. Like air. It's a fundamental right. It opens the door to invalidating any limits on abortion. It mandates that everyone taking part in a culture of death, if you would. The group also warns that the bill would also prevent pregnant women whose babies are killed in violent attacks from seeing justice and to have the effect of authorizing infanticide, excuse me, by repealing the requirement that a second physician be on hand in the event that an attempted abortion past 20 weeks yields a live infant. So now, because we've had plenty of botched abortions, you go over to LifeSiteNews.com. They have a whole area where those who were supposed to have been aborted are alive. And they're doing wonderful and great things in their lives. I guess those kids, you know, when they say kids are really resilient, maybe this is part of what they were talking about. Kids are very resilient. The bill is also part of a broader trend, codifying a right to abortion in anticipation of a future Supreme Court ruling that could reverse Roe versus Wade. Right? I mean, again, if you go back to the original ruling, think about it. You go back to the original ruling. Third-term trimesters were not available. And the people that were involved in that case to begin with, as usual, as it seems to always come out with these kind of, whatever you want to call it, these kind of issues for the left, they come out and talk about the lies that were told. The lies that were told to them. Right, the lies that were told to people around them, to make this happen. And you know, thinking about it, I go, what is the left so afraid of? If you think we're so wrong, we're so out there, this is so bad, then why don't you simply go see the movie that was made around this? Right? Go see exactly what takes place during an abortion. And then come back and tell me it's just a blob of cells. It has no chance of being a human. It's not a human. Go look and tell me that. I don't think you have the guts. I don't think you can do it. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the NBC Today Show host, Savannah Guthrie. And she really, you know, you talk about when David Hogg is talking, remember him? When he's talking, everybody's supposed to be so sympathetic to him, make sure that we don't make him feel bad or uncomfortable. We're supposed to do all this stuff with him because why? What do they say? Because he's a kid. He's not really a kid, but they call him a kid, so we're supposed to treat him like one. We're supposed to be nice to him. We're supposed to make sure that we don't make him feel uncomfortable about talking about some of these issues. And what happens when it comes to the young man that went through the, you know, the Covington Catholic High School student, Nicholas Sandman, right? When it comes to him, we can pound on, or they, I shouldn't say we, they can pound on him all they want to, and it's okay, and it's good, and it's healthy. Just amazing. That's why I always say to you, they don't play by the same rules. They want us to play by different rules. They don't use the same dictionary. It's just wrong at every level. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know how you feel. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or you can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots going on. Sign up for the email blast. We do it once a week. Once a lousy week. That's how easy it is. Hey, give me your email address. I'm telling you, get informed, get engaged, and then come on back. You'll see The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is officially postponing President Trump's State of the Union address until the government is fully reopened.
Government is still shut down. I still make the offer as working a mutually agreeable date as the original date was mutually agreeable so that we can welcome him properly.
President Trump responded at the White House.
Nancy Pelosi,
or Nancy as I call her, she doesn't want to hear the truth, and she doesn't want to hear, more importantly, the American people hear the truth.
The president says Pelosi can't win. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is giving American diplomats 72 hours to get out of the country. He's breaking diplomatic relations with the U.S. after President Trump announced the decision to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president of Venezuela. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Right, right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the action. Get involved in this show, if you would. Right? Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of people there you can enjoy chatting with. I do appreciate your time with me. Also, if you want to head over to we've got a Facebook feed going on there as well. So anyway, you know, lots of good stuff going on. Lots of good stuff. All right. I know everybody's done this to death, but it's making me crazy. The Covington Catholic High School student, Nicholas Sandman, he did an interview on Today with co-host Savannah Guthrie. And the way Savannah Guthrie talks to him, she's talking down at him most of the time. Down to him, down at him, however you want to phrase it. I don't want to hear about my English not being so good. The point is, she treated him like garbage. And she's doing what everybody in her position is doing today on the left, which is put down white males. That's the new target. Let's put down as many white males as we can. Let's make sure we make as many white males as humanly possible feel as bad as humanly possible. Let me put it really blunt and simple. You will never do that to me. You will never do that to my family. You'll never do that to the white males in my family. You'll never do it to them. I'm not going to feel bad about my skin color any more than black people should feel bad about their skin color. Asian people, none of us should feel bad about our skin color. And I can't be held responsible for something people who had light skin or white skin or dark skin, for that matter, did hundreds of years ago. You know, and Savannah, did your white privilege get to your position? Why don't you reach out to a black person or an Asian or a Hispanic person and give them your seat? Wouldn't that be the ultimate act of human kindness, wouldn't it? Anyway. She irritated a lot of people. Thank God some people are tuned in and paying attention. The Covington Catholic High School student Nicholas Sandman was being interviewed. Critics on both sides of the aisle have complained about the polarizing, listen to this, on both sides, the polarizing sit-down. And she does it right out of the chute. Take a listen. Maybe. Well, I do, you know, it never goes off that easy. Do you know that? Really? Okay, never mind. It never works exactly like I think it's going to work. Here we go. Right out of the chute, as they say, let's hear what she has to say.
Covington Catholic High School has decided...
It's really scary. I know that a lot of people are scared to go to school tomorrow and won't be attending because of what could happen.
And that's why they call
school your kids. Bless.
Thanks to feelings like this, some parents are actually considering legal action.
All right, let me kill this. Have some patience with me. It's what happens when you start hitting buttons for no reason in particular. Take a listen.
Three times and heard his side of school student at the center of this now infamous encounter with a Native American elder. Over the past few days, NBC News has sat down with Nathan Phillips three times and heard his side of the story. And now for the first time, the 16-year-old.
Now, Nathan Phillips, ready for this one? This is gonna confuse you. Hasn't told the story the same seven times in a row. So even though he sat down with NBC three times, he hasn't told the same story. And we'll deal with that in a second. But again, when he comes forward, he starts talking about this stuff, you realize that he's doing nothing but trying to start trouble. We're going to rip this up in a second. Let's go back to this. There you go.
Is saying what he saw. Do you feel from this experience that you owe anybody an apology? Do you see your own fault in any way?
Don't you feel bad even at all?
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so.
There you go. We need more young men like him. We need more young men, white, black, green, blah, purple, I don't care what color you are. We need more young men, but in this case, because what the issue here is his white privilege. To speak like this. He was on public property. He was in an area where people from all over the country and world come to see. He had every right to be there.
Position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him. I mean, in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing.
Oh my God. Did he just suggest a nonviolent solution? I'm sure somebody left him and said, in hindsight, I should have just punched him in the face when he was looking at me like that.
But I can't say that I'm sorry for listening to him and standing there.
This morning, 16-year-old Nick Sandman standing by his actions in this moment gone viral. The junior at Kentucky's Covington Catholic High School, now the face of this Lincoln Memorial confrontation with Native American elder Nathan Phillips.
Now, what's funny about this, okay, they're only showing the same... 10 seconds over and over and over again of the smirk on Nathan's face. They don't show you everything coming about. They don't show you that before that, there was that black, quote-unquote, religious group, the African-American religious group, that was screaming all kinds of obscenities at these boys. Was being nasty and mean and hateful to them, but that was okay. Because they deserved it. They deserved it because they were white. They deserved it because they were wearing MAGA hats, and they weren't all wearing MAGA hats. And then shame to the school who jumped all over this, and the first thing they did was take those kids to task for simply exercising their rights.
And what's it been like to be at the center of the storm?
Well, it's weird to see your face on television. I've been reading a lot of and, you know, I've also been getting a lot of messages from people, both support and a lot of hateful things.
Sandman and dozens of his cops.
Now, this is the black group again. Now, from my understanding, is that the MAGA hat in and of itself, when you say words like make America great again, what you're actually saying is make America white again, get rid of the black folks. Funny how there's nothing that pulls that together, but yet they're celebrating Planned Parenthood, who was founded by Margaret Sanger, whose only goal was to wipe out the black community. The undesirables. Her words, not mine.
Classmates had just finished attending an anti-abortion March for Life rally when they converged with five Hebrew Israelites, a radical movement that is growing more militant, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
They started shouting a bunch of, homophobic, racist derogatory comments at us.
What kinds of things did you hear them say?
I heard them call us incest kids, bigots.
Don't you love it? Incest kids. What a nice thing.
Racist. They called us
a bunch of incest babies.
A bunch of child molested.
Did you feel threatened at all?
I definitely felt threatened.
There were more of you than them.
Now listen, they don't make a big... Now, you heard the nastiness going on by the black group. You heard them. You heard the hate in their voice. You heard the screaming and yelling and their in-your-face attitude. And then what did you see the white boys do? Nothing. They were respectful. They didn't swear back at them. Oh, yeah, come over here and say that. No, they didn't do any of that, did they? But who's the bad guys?
That you felt like they were stronger?
They were a group of adults, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen next.
It's unclear from the videos who actually started the confrontation. Each side.
Right, because you've got one side waving their hands, waving sticks, holding up signs, yelling at the other, and you got the other side standing there. Right. We can't figure out who the violent one is, can we?
I believe it was the first to be taunted. Sandman says his chaperone gave students permission to shout school chants, an attempt, he says, to drown out the Hebrew Israelites.
Now, people on the left were saying that they were screaming, build the wall. In all the clips I've seen, they haven't screamed it yet. Nobody screamed about building a wall anywhere. But as a chapter of my book, Ramblings of Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, why do they have to lie to succeed? Why does the left always have to paint a picture that just isn't true and horrific in order to think they can succeed?
Do you think it was a good idea to start chanting back at the protesters?
In hindsight, I wish we had just...
They didn't chant back, Savannah. Get it right, like we do. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
Come on, everybody's happy. Happy, 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 happy. Don't miss in your host. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part. I want you to be part of the conversation. You need to be involved. You need to be engaged. And again, I do really, really, really enjoy it. Okay. I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time. I haven't got a whole bunch of time in this segment. So we're talking about Nick Sandman's interview on Today. With NBC, and Savannah Guthrie, I think is her name. And, man, you can't get a more condescending, kind of talking down attitude to this young man. And she's so full of, you know, basically asking him, who do you think you are? What makes you think you can do what you thought you had the constitutional rights to do? Right? Are you sorry now that you were there? Are you sorry you handled it? First of all, he's the teenager. If you really feel this thing went sideways, what about the adult in the room? So let's listen to more of this. I know I'm not going to get through this. It's going to make me nuts. I'm going to try anyway.
In hindsight, I wish we had just found another spot to wait for our buses. But
bothering nobody, waiting for their buses. And what was that called? The black Hebrew what?
Israelite.
There you go. And they're the ones that started this problem with the kids. The kids were just there. They didn't like their hats. They didn't like the hats the kids were wearing, the MAGA hats. So all of a sudden, that gave them the right to start screaming that they were, you know, babies of, they were incestuous babies. It's just, the thing that frustrates me the most is that used to be the stuff that the left, well, they still talk out against it, even though they're doing it. So it's okay to bully and browbeat a young boy that might be on the more conservative side. But if that kid was on the left, and that was, you know, somebody else, Shannon Breen, maybe sitting there from Fox, man, they would be outraged. They'd probably show up at her house, on her front lawn. Right? I mean, didn't they do that to Tucker Carlson? Same thing?
At the time, being positive seemed better than letting them slander up.
What a great idea, don't you think? I think it makes all the sense in the world. Here was an opportunity, right, for them to get violent. There's a whole bunch of them. They didn't.
Us with all of these things, so I wish we could have walked away.
Did anyone shout any insults back or any racial slurs back at the group?
We're a Catholic school, and it's not tolerated.
Oh, my. You mean it's a religious school that doesn't tolerate you yelling racial slurs or nasties back at the people that are assaulting you, right? That whole Jesus thing, turning the other cheek? In this case, if you turn the other cheek, the left wants to slap it.
They don't tolerate racism. And none of my classmates are racist people.
Did anyone say, build the wall?
I never heard anyone say, build the wall. And I don't think I've seen it in any videos.
After a review of the videos, NBC News could not hear anyone shouting that hot button phrase. But Nathan Phillips claims he heard the teen shout, build the wall.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Phillips was with a group of Native Americans coming from an Indigenous People's March when he can be seen walking between the students and the protesters.
I intervened, and things just escalated from there.
Phillips says he was trying to defuse the tense situation.
So if he was, here's my question. So he walked between the teens and the black group there. They were protesting, right? Why did he walk up to the teens? The yelling and shouting wasn't coming from the teens. The screaming and yelling to the other side wasn't coming from the teens. So why did he specifically work his way in and work his way up to the white kids? I'm just curious. I don't understand. I mean, I can tell you why I think, but that's not the same. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me tell you why we shouldn't believe again. We're doing this thing where you know, Nathan says Nathan Stannard, because he's an adult, because he says something, we're supposed to believe it. Is it because he's a Native American we're supposed to believe it? Is it because he's a perceived minority we're supposed to believe him? Why? Have we become that politically correct that we can't look at him and go, no, I'm sorry, you're lying? Right? So we hear that he's, first reports that he never served in the Vietnam War and he wasn't deployed overseas, as he alludes to. Because you're going to see many outlets say, well, he never claimed that. But when you say, when we came back from Vietnam, isn't that alluding to that you can't come back from someplace you haven't been? I have never come back from Thailand. You know why? Never been there. I've never come back from Canada because I've never been there. So don't tell me it's a play on the words, you made a mistake or what have you. The Marines have come out and said the Marine Corps has confirmed that he never went overseas. Right? Phillips, when he was in the Marines, was known as Nathaniel Stannard. He served in the Marine Corps Reserve for 4 years. Before leaving it in 1976 with the rank of private, 4 years, in the military, still the rank of private. During his time in the Marine Reserve, he was a refrigerator technician and an anti-tank missile man. The 64-year-old Phillips gained national spotlight when he was featured singing and playing the drum while going face-to-face with the Covington Catholic High School kids. Hey, Nicholas, you were a Marine. Marines are tough guys, and I'm not making fun. I'm serious. Why didn't you go protect them from that group that was yelling and screaming? If you really wanted to do the right thing, if you really wanted to drown out who was making the most amount of noise, you should have turned around and faced the black group. And not because they're black, but because that particular group was making the most amount of noise. Phillips tried to say that, you know, he intervened, or he tried to intervene to bring peace. Right? He said the students, there was a group of Black Street preachers who were shouting racist insults at both the Native Americans and the white kids. The only problem was, if you look at the video, the only place the Black Street preachers were looking at, as he puts it, were right at the white kids. They were aimed, they were pointing to the white kids. Numerous media outlets, including the Washington Post, you know, they always get it right, right? Okay, Detroit Free Press, they described Phillips as a Vietnam War veteran and reports on confrontation over the weekend. The Post corrected his report, noting the correct length of Phillips' military service and his lack of deployments. But that didn't come from him. Nathan was the one, that, when he said, when he came back from Vietnam, I'm sorry, you can't take that the wrong way. Phillips was attending the Indigenous People's March in Washington on Friday. That march coincided with the March of Life, which the Covington students were attending. Covington students, some of whom wore Trump supporter trademark, you know, the MAGA hats. They were criticized for appearing to mock Phillips, but the emergence of a full video. There you go. Let's look at the full video. No, I mean, seriously, look at, we always get sound bites, right? That's been a joke for decades. You can make a soundbite sound like anything. You can build a story around a soundbite. But when you pull the full speech forward, so when you look at the full video, when you see truly what was going on with these kids, you can stop and say to yourself, they didn't do anything wrong. Short of wearing the hats, which I don't think was wrong at all, but short of wearing the hats, if you wanted to criticize or have something to say, they did absolutely nothing wrong. They held themselves well. Better than most of adults on the left have done. Think about it. Ben Shapiro shows up at a college campus to speak. And it isn't just protests. No. It's smashing cars. It's breaking windows. It's yelling and screaming. It's throwing eggs at people. That's what the left does when they don't like what you're doing. You know, I mean, seriously, Phillips told the Associated Press in an interview on Sunday that some students were disparaging Native Americans. Here's the problem. Almost everything he stated was a lie or a mistruth. How about that? Almost everything he stated. These young people were just roughshodding through our space like what's been going on for 500 years here. No, he's not mad about anything, is he? Just walking through our territories, feeling like it's feeling like this is ours. You know, they have an attitude like we own all this. Look at the video. They weren't going through anything. They were waiting for a bus. Waiting for a bus is not being on the move. Anyway, Phillips just sits offered to visit the school and lead a dialogue. I would have him there. I really wouldn't. I would find myself another Native American leader that could come and speak to these kind of issues. Wouldn't have him, because he hasn't told the truth. Why would you bring somebody like that in? Okay, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. We'll come back. Well, in the next hour, Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us. We're going to have a lot of fun with him. I guarantee it. I promise. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far.